Human rights. It's a phrase that lots of people use without stopping to think about what it means.
Rights are guaranteed and can't be taken away.
Know your rights. These are your rights.
But what are the basic human rights? Do we have the right to land, water, safety, food?
Or the old familiar life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
The Universal Declaration on Human Rights goes further than Thomas Jefferson. It says all humans have the right to eat.
Truth's not necessarily self-evident. Having the right to life, but not the means to sustain it? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, August 13. No superstitions here. But we want to continue this sort of philosophical discussion about basic human rights, because in India right now, politicians are talking about whether to add the right to food to their constitution. In a country of more than 400 million people, obviously that's going to be tough to enforce. Joining us is Raj Patel, a fellow at the Institute for Food and Development Policy. Good morning, Raj.
Good morning.
What exactly would this Indian law do?
Well, I mean, you could see it as just a cynical attempt to buy votes in a country that has the largest number of hungry people on the planet. But you could also see it as part of a trend from an increasing number of countries recognizing that the freedom from hunger is so fundamental, they want to build it into the very fabric of their constitution.
Okay, we're going to talk about how one would do that with Raj Patel in just a moment. Stay with us.
Provocative thought, and we'll get back to it in just a moment, but let's check the morning's top news stories right now. There will be a $600 million boost to border control in the U.S. this morning. The Senate has passed a bill to strengthen security along the U.S.-Mexican border. Senator Charles Schumer says the measure will bring a lot more manpower to the border.
We provide over $250 million to hire 1,000 new Border Patrol agents and 500 CBP officers to permanently patrol our southern border.
President Obama signs the bill into law in just a few hours. In the Gulf, the sealing of that blown-out wellhead may finally be over. The static kill operation that killed the well from the top may be all that's needed to seal the well permanently, but not so fast, says Admiral Thad Allen. He isn't ready to call a stop to the work yet.
We think it's a low probability that we would not finish the relief well and cement, but we need to run the test and analyze the data.
BP engineers are continuing to test the wellhead pressure today before deciding if they need a relief well to finish the job.
Supporters of the gay marriage ban in California are fighting to stop same-sex weddings in the state until their appeal is heard. Jim Campbell's a lawyer for the Alliance Defense Fund that supports Proposition 8.
It makes no sense to impose a radical change in the institution of marriage on the people of California before all the appeals on their behalf have been heard.
Gay couples in California may be able to get married as early as next week. Defense Secretary Robert Gates wants more money out of Congress for developing Afghanistan. In a speech last night, Secretary Gates called for a, quote, change in attitude on Capitol Hill. He complained that the State Department budget is, quote, woefully inadequate. Last year, lawmakers shaved a few billion dollars off the $50 billion the State Department asked for.
Bad weather for Asia forecast today, and in Pakistan, officials are warning that floodwater levels are expected to get dangerously high along the country's already swollen rivers. And in northwestern China, where hundreds were buried under a mudslide earlier this week, torrential rain is slowing relief work. Refugee camps are continuing to be waterlogged, and relief workers are stopped by the rain. Staying in Asia, some unexpected news from Myanmar. The military government has just announced there will be an election on November 7th, the first in 20 years. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 10,319. The S&P opens at 1083. The NASDAQ at 2190. Coming up, continuing our discussion, the right to food may be enshrined in India's constitution. Will America or any other nation follow? We have this response.
Is food a basic human right? Is life? Without food, you can't have life. Taking away someone's food takes away their life.
Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. What's your take on this? Is food a human right? We'll talk more in a moment.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.